Florida is preparing for a 1-2 punch. Hurricane Frances is expected to hit the state later today or tomorrow. Just last month, Hurricane Charley killed 27 people and caused billions of dollars in damage. Frances is as strong as Charley and twice its size. This could be the first time since 1950 the two major storms have hit Florida so close together. Millions of residents along a 300-mile stretch of Florida's eastern coastline are evacuating. The eye of the storm is over the Bahamas. John Hamilton joins me now. You are at the operations room at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. What's going on?
Well, the mood is a little bit quieter today than it was yesterday. Yesterday there was quite a bit of tension, especially because scientists had underestimated Charley, the last hurricane that hit Florida a couple of weeks ago, and they were clearly not wanting to make the same mistake this time. But things are a little quieter this morning, and that's in part because overnight Frances was downgraded from a Category 4 hurricane to a Category 3 hurricane. So the winds are now in the 120-mile-per-hour range instead of 140 or more, although that's still quite a lot of wind.
Which the downgrading might be a good thing, though, right?
Well, the other thing that's changed is that Frances has slowed down, and instead of approaching at 12 miles per hour, it's now approaching at more like 9 miles per hour, and that's something they debate about whether that's good. The good part is that it gives people a lot more time to prepare. They'll have several hours at least more time to prepare, but there's also a downside, and that is that slow-moving storms like this one have more time to build up what they call a storm surge, which is essentially an extremely high tide that can cause a lot of flooding. And the slower a storm is moving, the longer it stays over a particular area, and that means it has more time to drop a lot of rain.
John, look around the operations room there where you are and tell us what's going on.
Well, the National Hurricane Center, it's sort of like a NASA Mission Control, except it's a lot smaller. You've got a relatively small room, but it is just chock full of these large monitors with these beautiful color satellite images of the hurricane, and they're showing various animations and so on. And then you've got a bunch of weather scientists who are looking at those images and trying to interpret what they're seeing and the data that's coming in. So there's a lot of activity, and every they're on a 3-hour cycle. So they spend the first hour gathering data and from weather buoys, from weather stations, radar, satellite pictures, all that kind of things, and they even have airplanes that fly into the storm, and then the second hour they crunch all that information, and then they have a big meeting where they try to decide what it all means, and eventually you have one person who has to actually make the forecast, and they actually sign their name to it.
And how do they come up with that final forecast?
Well, it's gotten much more sophisticated over time. They used to just look at what happened to storms in the past and say, well, maybe the same thing will happen this time. Now they use something that they call dynamic modeling, which is where they look at all the atmospheric conditions, whether there's a high pressure system that might change the course, whether it's going over cold water or warm water. And water temperature is key to this whole thing. Warm water is sort of the fuel for hurricanes. So they spend a lot of time trying to look at water temperature, and they've gotten much more sophisticated. They used to look at just the surface temperature of the water, but now they actually look at deeper temperatures because they know the storm can stir up water that is down deep. And if that water is really cold, it can come up and decrease the strength of a storm.
Well, just very briefly, how did they do at predicting Hurricane Charley?
I think it's safe to say they weren't perfect. As it was approaching the west coast of Florida, it changed direction slightly before hitting land, and it also increased as it did that from a Category 2 storm to a Category 4 storm. So it hit a lot harder than they thought it was going to.
Mm. John, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.